Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that your ex-girlfriend boinks your good boy, to help this video reach a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, The Book of Simps.
Author Ronald Roden II takes you on a hilarious and eye-opening journey through history's most notorious cases of love-struck foolishness in his book, The Book of Simps, a biblical guide to love, loss, and learning from the down bad. Available on Amazon. From ancient rulers who crumbled for a pretty face to warriors who traded power for passion, this book reveals the shocking truth. Simping has always been a thing. Some men have lost entire kingdoms just to impress a woman. So how do you know if you might be a simp? Find out when you read The Book of Simps, a biblical guide to love, loss, and learning from the down bad. Available right now on Amazon.
And now on with the memes. Number one, would you get together with her? This woman is a combination of red flags and green flags. The tattoos and nail polish are definitely bad, but the dark hair, pale skin, small nose, and red lipstick are just my type. For me, she would be a sleeper and not a keeper, because I hate tattoos. And I hate it when women pose like this asking for attention, which is what her post is really all about. Up next, we have a couple that went to a gym together for 6 months. Arsh asked that the guy wait outside next to the hot dog stand. She's probably going to leave Fatso here, and he doesn't even know it yet. I used to work out with girlfriends and they never seemed to lose any weight. It doesn't matter how much cardio and weights you do if you don't fix your diet. She also probably changed her diet while he didn't. Again, I'd be worried if I was him that she would leave. Moving on, young men are giving up on sex to play video games according to a study. Of course they are, because it's a guaranteed good time and happy ending every time. Not to mention you get a sense of accomplishment when you finish a game with victory, especially when you play older games. Do you now understand why women want to destroy the gaming biz? Games are competition for their cooch and the competition is winning. Moving on, this British man becomes one of the first fathers in the UK to naturally conceive a baby. Translation, British woman on testosterone to grow facial hair gets pregnant and will face increased odds of complications. On the bright side, Buddy here won't have to deal with an enlarged prostate in the future. I like this follow-up with Elliot. People can pretend as much as they like, but they still have to sit down to pee. I could be wrong though if she gets the dreaded forearm surgery. Up next, here's a picture of many guys 20 to 25 years ago destroying their family computer by downloading LimeWire and installing virus accidentally. I still use FrostWire today and I don't have any issues. At one time I used to use Napster, Kazaa, BearShare, and LimeWire. And the best stuff was always on newsgroups. One of my girlfriends once tried to download some R. Kelly sex tape video on my computer, and I had to reformat my machine as a result and lost days reinstalling and customizing it. I had my business on there, so you can imagine how pissed off I was. Up next, looks like Gene Hackman's wife, of Japanese origin, was going to get his entire fortune, because none of his kids were mentioned in the will. But his agent wife died a week before he did, and he wandered around with dementia for that week until he starved and died. And that whole week, none of the kids called or came over to see if he was okay. For all you guys out there marrying women that are 30 years younger so you won't die alone, just look how well that worked out for Lex Luthor here, the ruler of Australia. Moving on, here are the heads of the UK justice and education system, as well as the mayors of London and Brighton. It's not an invasion, it's a replacement, and the British people keep on voting for this madness. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw a new headline saying a new law allowing child marriage in the UK coming soon. If you want to know what Paris and London are going to look like when enrichment is complete, then head over to Alexandria in Egypt. It's a French city completely filled with Arabs, with Western tourists visiting things that their people once built. Moving on, in Canada, back under Trudeau, we had a politician named Omar Alagra, and he looks exactly like the meme. When I see stuff like this, it makes me think more and more that we're living in a simulation. It makes me wonder if I'm the only actual Canadian living in this country. 50 bucks says this man is still a virgin, and if he isn't, I feel sorry for the working girls that he sleeps with. As far as I'm concerned, this guy should be on the cover of Mad Magazine. Number 9, this guy only saw the butterfly tattoo once the food had arrived, so it was too late for him to leave. He also wanted a picture to show everyone, and the only way he probably got it was by telling her he was taking a picture of the food instead. Women will say it's not polite to shame a woman you take on a first date, but we wouldn't have to if they didn't get embarrassing body graffiti like this. How's this guy supposed to bust a nut when there's a butterfly in her bust? Up next, Rue says she was dating a rich guy. He asked her if she would date a guy that was struggling and she said no. Then he turned to her and said, "You know, to me, you're the struggling guy." It's a role reversal and probably the perfect way to break up with her. She could have lied like women did in the past, saying that she didn't care about money and was attracted to his good looks or personality. Instead, she's a moron and exposed herself as a gold digger. Number 11, apparently 71% of Canadians support suspending Tesla sales in Canada. My guess is that's probably because 71% of Canadians couldn't even afford a Tesla. That's why. We already got rid of the tax credits people would get for buying Teslas in Canada. So that too must have eaten into their sales. Canadians are also taking part in vandalizing Tesla dealerships. Maybe that's Musk's plan to get all his money back through all those insurance fraud claims for people vandalizing his cars and dealerships. Moving on, here's a bunch of guys that all match with the same woman on Tinder. So they decided to send her a group pic. Maybe she's up for gangbang time. But to be fair, they all might as well be the same dude because they all look pretty identical. Then again, I'm sure that the call center in India is probably laughing at them because she doesn't even exist. And she's a bot account designed to keep the simp bucks flowing for Tinder and their parent company Match Group. Number 13, people in the West are complaining that they'll never own a house. How about getting a remote job or building an online business and buying a house in Japan or even Eastern Europe? This house is only a 4-hour bullet ride to Tokyo, and you can get properties in Tokyo suburbs or other major cities for only $30,000 to $40,000. You can buy a house in a Serbian village for only $5,000. That's probably my fallback plan if all my financial plans fail. Up next, Americans must be quaking in their boots because apparently Canada could ban Pornhub in the United States in a trade war. Don't tease the tradcucks in America because they actually want this. But even if it happened, there would still be VPNs, and it's not like there's a shortage of fapping websites out there. The real Canadian option is to cut off all the oil, uranium, potash, and aluminum exports to America. Gas would be $4 to $5 in a couple of weeks, and food prices would skyrocket without cheap Canadian fertilizer. Number 15, this woman just turned 50. Does she look 50 to you? No, but that's because of filters and makeup, as well as the dyed hair, lipstick, and whitened teeth. Not to mention the high neck top hiding her neck. And her brother is also simping for her. She looks good for her age, but not as good as Marissa Tomei at that age. She's still firmly a cougar and hasn't entered the coyote zone yet. If I didn't know any better, I'd say that she was in her early 40s. Moving on, imagine you're smashing this girl and then you suddenly hear her say that you're better than her father. What would you say back? How about I've had more fun with your mother before? Then again, another plot twist might be that this is actually your mother in the first place. If she's got a sister, then you could say that's what your sister said. Imagine if she asked you if it was better with your mother, and that you really did smash mom, and she told you that she was keeping it a secret. I guess it's leaked. Number 17, the Wee Wonsery continues with Christopher Nolan portraying Greeks as being black. The helmet's not even made to protect his wide nostrils. Has Christopher Nolan gone woke, or is he being told what to do by casting from higher ups? After all, he also cast a black woman as a Greek goddess. I usually watch his films, but I might have to skip out on this one depending on the reviews and if it ends up becoming woke. Up next, if you know who this is, then we can be friends. Christina Ricci used to be so hot. Her mother was also a Ford model and even hotter. Today we have Jenna Ortega following in her footsteps. But Ortega only has a few more years before she hits the Latina wall and packs on those pounds. But if you didn't want to smash Christina at her prime, then you must be some sort of fudge packer or something. Number 19, is it possible that Trump wanting Canada could backfire and Canada could join the European Union instead? I don't agree with this because then African and Muslim migrants would come to Canada and the mass migration of Indians would be the least of our worries. The EU is an even bigger financial basket case than Canada is. But at least we could sell them our oil and critical minerals and flip America the bird. Canada should just become self-sufficient and cut America out of our supply chains entirely. Moving on, here's a woman that transitioned in her 40s thinking back to all the compliments she received when she was 20. If you weren't mentally ill and married in your late 20s and early 30s, then this wouldn't be happening to you, becoming a trans Wolverine. And you just know this Wolverine is as tall as the one from the comic books and cartoons instead of the movies. Number 21, this 18-year-old teenager in Texas was arrested and faces years behind bars after forcing people at a bar to watch her sex tape. Was that because she was underage when she made it or because she violated some decency laws or something? The headline is kind of misleading. It should say could face years behind bars because odds are she won't because we live in a two-tiered injustice system. She's probably going to just get probation. Most laws only really punish men. Up next, here's the difference between a man's revenge and a woman's revenge. Men build themselves up and women tear themselves down in a controlled demolition of dogs. Notice also that the Indian guy in the bottom left doesn't look very happy. He's the emotional tampon there to listen to all of her problems, but he never gets laid. I'm wealthier and fitter since I became single and have traveled the world way more. Women just gain a higher notch count after becoming single. Number 23, why is it that all women, regardless of if they're brown, black, or white, chase white chats? Maybe they have some fantasy about being conquered by a white dude and him taking them as a war bride or something. It's no mystery that women chase the best-looking men that are the most dominant and competent. That would be the armies of the West that can project the most power. Many white incels in the West are desired in the East. Moving on, who did this? Looks like Macron's PDF wife is the perfect doppelganger for E.T. the extraterrestrial. But I think this is cruel and unusual punishment comparing E.T. to her. E.T. deserves a lot more respect because he brought joy to this world. I think the same person that did this also did this one. If J.D. really did smash 1,000 women, then he would be the biggest GigaChad in the world. Probably bigger than Gene Simmons. Number 25 and the last one here is Howard Lutnick, the CEO of Cantor Fitzgerald. His company lost 658 employees on 9/11, including his brother. He gave $180 million to the victims' families and offered jobs to their kids. 57 of those kids are still working for Cantor Fitzgerald. Now he's working for Trump. Owns hundreds of millions of dollars worth of Bitcoin that will eventually be worth billions in his words. The world needs more guys that are just as principled as he is. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.